Midwest Paradise, Kurt. That's from old Sugar Creek over there in Indiana.
Hey, how about that?
You like that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a different beat to it, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And, of course, it's been sunny, a little sunny now, but we've sure had quite a bit of rain here. What do you think? You think this rain might help to end the drought the farmers have been having here lately?
Well, I tell you what, Kurt, coming over here today, the van started leaking, and Ronnie had to jump in the back and throw a towel and a raincoat over everything. But it was really coming down.
So how was good old I-7? Did you take I-74?
No, we come the back way.
You came 150.
We came the back way.
You
yeah,
came
we came
150.
150, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember back in the day. Of course, I told you before when I was a real little kid. Of course, Danville was my mother's hometown.
Yes, I know.
And we moved over here many years ago into Champaign when I was 5. I thought that was really a long trip back then.
It seemed like it back then. I remember coming over myself a lot of times, and it did seem like a long trip.
But now, of course, if you get on Route 74, you're in Danville before you know it, and you're back in Champaign before you know it,
That's
too.
True. It moves along pretty good nowadays.
Well, of course, we got some wild drivers on the interstate.
Oh, so that's for sure. That's why we come the back way.
That's the best way to go.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
If you go somewhere, don't be in a hurry.
No, we ain't. And Kurt, I wore this hat just for you today because it says Danville on it.
Okay.
So I wore it for you.
Okay.
Okay, and in 250 years, too, by the way, you know.
Yeah, of course, Danville, they got the Dans, and one thing about talking a little baseball, they got a game tonight with the Decatur Beanballers. Back in the old days, would have been a game between the Decatur Commodores and the old Danville Dans when they were a pro team, and that old ballpark and even Fansfield and Decatur, they used to draw crowds all the time.
I tell you what, I was there Tuesday night and watched the ball game, and I tell you what, that's Danville's kept secret. If you want to watch a good ball game on a Tuesday night, that's the place to go. And a lot of young kids playing there, you know, and it's just a great place, that old stadium.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, another guy also told me to say hello to you, and hopefully he said he's going to tune in with good old Sammy.
Oh, our, Sammy?
Our buddy Sammy.
Oh, yeah, well, tell Sammy, hi, Sammy, if you're listening.
Okay, what do you got next?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to do one we don't play very often, and it's called Say Coffee, Please. This is kind of a song that when I met my wife, she was a waitress at a Pizza Hut. Well, this ain't nothing about a pizza, it's a coffee shop, but it kind of goes along the same lines a little bit. So it's kind of the same story, only at a coffee shop.
So yeah, sometimes we meet our spouses in some strange places. I met my wife now. I met her when she was working at a sewing machine shop in Country Fair Shopping.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, but this song is actually pretty much about that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And it's called Say Coffee, Please.